Welcome to The Rich Report, a podcast with news and information on high-performance computing. Today, my guest is from Xyratex. We have the VP of Product Management, Larry Jones. Larry, welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Rich. Good morning.
Well, thanks for coming on, Larry. What I thought we'd do today is let's go through your slides quick, and then we'll do a Q&A at the end.
Great. Xyratex is announcing a new version of our Cluster Store product, the Cluster Store 9000. And so we're here to really talk about how we're expanding the product line, and it's really intended to improve HPC productivity. And how do we do that? It's mainly by increasing the speed of the storage system, the reliability and the efficiency of the storage system. And I'll touch on a couple of those things, in fact, starting on the next slide. So for those of you who don't closely follow Xyratex and Cluster Store, I wanted to start with just some quick facts. First, we were the first to deliver a storage system that exceeded a terabyte a second, together with our partners at Cray, for NCSA at the Blue Water System. A second bullet that you may not know is that we have the lowest disk failure rate in the industry. In fact, between all the divisions of Xyratex, we delivered over 4 exabytes of storage across all of those divisions. And when we look at the failure rate, in other words, the drives returned, it's at 0.3% annual failure rate. And that is really, as compared to the industry standard of about 1%, so it's about a third of the industry standard, and compared to some of our competitors who talk about seeing a 3% annual failure rate, that's really 10 times higher than what we deliver. So Xyratex is very focused on delivering systems that are highly reliable. But reliability isn't enough. You also need to get efficiency. In that Blue Water system with over 14,000 disks, each one of those disks is delivering at an average of 94 megabytes a second. So that's great, but why would you actually care? The answer is really that it means that you need an awful lot less storage system to deliver that kind of performance. In fact, as compared to other terabyte per second storage environments out there, we're delivering the same performance with a third less in terms of the number of racks, which translates immediately into power, cooling, and above all, cost than systems that other folks are building. So those are just some facts that you might not know, but now what we're doing is raising the bar. With the Cluster Store 9000, we're going to make the system even faster, more reliable, and more efficient. So maybe we could touch on the next slide, which talks about the product family overall. The CS9000 that we're announcing today will be deliverable in the first half of the year. It is 50% faster and drives more efficiency because of that, meaning you need even fewer disk drives, storage systems, and racks to deliver the same amount of performance, which turns into lower cost and higher efficiency for your storage system and in turn for your compute cluster. So keeping that compute cluster busy is the job of our storage system. So the CS9000 joins our product family, including the CS6000, which is what is deployed now at Blue Waters, but also the 1500, which we delivered in the first half of the year and has been a big success and is enjoying wide popularity among users looking for really mid-range requirements, delivering in 6 rack units, a gigabyte and a half per second, and it expands linearly to let departments and other mid-range users go from that gigabyte and a half on a Lustre system up as large as they care to scale. But let's move into more specifics on the CS9000 itself on the next slide, where I want to introduce one of the major highlights. And there's a whole long list of feature upgrades and capabilities that I won't take you through, but this one's pretty interesting. And it's our cluster store grid RAID. This is a major enhancement to RAID. It's a fully declustered version of RAID, and a big enhancement to the system overall. So first, as I told you, it's important to cut drive failures to start with, and we deliver the most reliable drives in the industry to begin with, but then drives fail. And so the issue is how quickly can you recover from a failed drive? And what we're able to do with Grid RAID is improve the recovery time by 4x. In other words, it takes us one quarter of the time to get that system back up and running. And we do that by taking RAID, which is typically a more serial operation in traditional environments, and we apply HPC tactics to it. In other words, we're running RAID in parallel. And that's what allows us to get the massive increase in rebuild performance. And why that matters is that it gets your system back out of degraded mode and back up to full speed so that your compute cluster, instead of waiting for the system because part of the system is in degraded mode, it now is running at full speed and you're getting full utilization out of your compute cluster and the applications that you intend to run. So this is pretty important today with 4 terabyte drives being the standard out there. But as we look into 2014, you're looking at 5 and 6 terabyte drives and beyond. So drives that can today take 12, 14, 16 hours, as you look into 5 and 6 terabyte drives on the horizon, you're talking over a day to get a drive rebuilt. All that time, your system is in degraded mode. With cluster store grid RAID, it's really about getting that system rebuilt and back into action at full speed as quickly as possible. So maybe I can move to the last slide here and just summarize what we've done at Cluster Store and with the Cluster Store 9000. For users that really need to have results, that need to be delivered, in a wide range of either research or commercial applications, we're engineering systems. And what I mean by that is we're not just delivering a pile of components, white box, this and that. We're delivering an engineered system that's designed to deliver the fastest, most reliable, most efficient choice in storage for HPC and big data. So that's really the summary of the announcement here at Xyrotex for our new Cluster Store 9000.
Okay, well, thanks, Larry. I wanted to ask you a little bit about SC13 and what you'll be showing in your exhibit there.
Yeah, we will have a pretty substantial space on the show floor there. One of the things that we will be showing is the new Cluster Store 9000. In particular, a demonstration of Grid RAID and how we can quickly recover from failed drives. And we'll also be showing the CS1500, that mid-range departmental system, on the show floor.
Great. So Larry, you haven't changed your business model, right? You're still delivering this through OEMs, so customers might not necessarily ever see a Xyrotex logo, will they?
That's true. We have a range of great partners. I mentioned Cray that we worked with on a whole array of deployments, but in particular at NCSA with Blue Waters, and they've been one of our number one partners for sure.
Well, great. So anything going on with Lustre? You guys acquired the assets earlier this year. Is that work moving forward with your friends at OpenSFS?
Great question. We are continuing to work with the OpenSFS folks. You should expect to see some announcements coming from OpenSFS. I won't preempt them. but they are... We're very happy to see that the community released the 2.5.0 version of Lustre just, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we're now moving on to 2.6. 2.5 we expect to be a major release. The cluster store systems have been working with version 2.1 for a couple of years now, because again, we're looking for that reliability and stability. But we will be moving forward with the CS9000 to Lustre 2.5, and we're very excited about the new capabilities that are delivered in the latest version of Lustre. We will, however, take some time making sure that it meets the level of quality and reliability that our customers expect out of that system. So we're hammering on it hard even as we speak.
All right. Well, kind of a wrap-up question here, Larry. You know, with SC13, there's a lot of forward-looking procurements coming up. Do you expect you'll be in meetings about things like exascale and the next steps for that kind of technology?
We are engaged with a wide array of customers in a variety of markets, and certainly exascale is top of mind for the top class customers out there and the big research centers. But beyond that, we're actually also engaged with a wide array of more commercial and mid-range environments as well. So we've seen an awful lot of success lately in areas like financial services, in life science, in energy, oil and gas, and other commercial environments, as well as the pure research environments. And I think what they really appreciate there is our focus on delivering that sort of complete solution that lets them get up and running quickly and deliver their results reliably.
Yeah, that's terrific. Well, Larry Jones, I want to thank you once again for coming on the show today.
Hey, Rich, it's great to talk to you as always.
All right, well, we'll see you next week. Well, folks, that's it for the Rich Report. Stay tuned for more news and information on high-performance computing.